Gun dealers report sales of guns, ammunition, and training classes are up. Some customers say they're buying weapons because they don't believe the government can protect them from future terrorist attacks. Others credit a general sense of uneasiness following the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The increase in gun sales spans the country. Gun shops in Florida, Texas, and California report buyers of all ages and both sexes purchasing a broad variety of weapons. The increase in gun sales is particularly acute in the country's eastern section, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Connecticut, the region around the terrorist targets. Wayne LaPierre, CEO of the National Rifle Association, says all this comes as no surprise.
I think it's the most normal thing in the world. I mean, people are unsettled. People are living in fear right now, and there's the possibility of a threat that they really don't know where it's going to come from. It could come from anywhere, and they'd rather be with a firearm than without one. And they also fear they could go a time without any government protection at all.
Target Master Gun Shop, just outside the Dallas city limits, has one of the largest shooting ranges in the Southwest. Walk down a dark hallway and you come to a long concrete building. It too is mostly dark. At the far end, the shooting targets are strangely lit, suspended in the gloom. As Marvin Blankenship loads his rifle, the sounds of gunshots bleed through the concrete that divides the range. Blankenship stares down the line of his target, brings the weapon up to his shoulder, and fires. Marvin Blankenship, who restores houses, is not preparing himself for the next terrorist attack. He says he knows the average Joe with a gun isn't going to stop a terrorist. But he admits that he and everyone else he knows is anxious that the terrorists are not finished with America.
I think everyone's fearful in some way or another, and it makes you wonder, if we do attack or send troops, or how are they going to handle this? Are there other terrorists that have infiltrated America who are going to do other things? Are they going to walk around with bombs in their suitcase, cars, bicycles? I guess when you think about it all together, there are some doubts.
Tom Manowitz owns Target Master. Manowitz is a big man with a .45 automatic on one hip and two ammunition clips on the other. Manowitz says that all his customers are worried about the future and that buying a gun makes them feel a little more secure.
There are people who have been thinking about getting a firearm for a long time, and now they've decided maybe this is the right time to do it. I'm sorry for the reason of the increase in business.
Gun sales of all kinds are up, and Manowitz has had a fivefold increase in requests for shooting lessons since the attacks. And he's had requests for one other thing as well, Osama bin Laden paper targets.
Sure enough, I contacted my printer today just to ask if they had any intention of doing that, and they said they had made some today, so they're bringing me some over. It'll be just like any other target. If somebody wants one to shoot at, maybe it'll help some people work out a little of their frustration.
It's not just gun sales that are up. As during the Y2K rush, Army surplus stores across the country are seeing an increase in sales of gas masks and all kinds of survival paraphernalia. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.